morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Amy Martison and we're going to be hearing about a special event coming up. Good morning to you, Amy.
Good morning.
Amy, it's time for the Patty Hannon concert this Sunday. And you're going to be the star of the show, I think.
Well, okay.
Yeah. You're not calling yourself the star of the show.
No.
And we want to talk about the program and so on. But let's first talk about the Patty Hannon concert and how and why it got started.
I don't know. To be honest with you, I'm not real sure how it all got started.
Uh-huh.
I am familiar that Patty was a 17-year-old girl who was pretty influential in school here in Atlantic. And she died very unexpectedly at the age of 17 mm-hmm. From a brain tumor.
Mm-hmm.
And the family had some money, and they decided that what they wanted to do was start a scholarship fund. And they did that through the school, but then they also went to church at United Church of Christ. So they also have left some money with the church. And then what they do is they give scholarships with that money as well.
Okay. And a part of remembering Patty every year is this concert.
Correct.
And every year it's a different type of concert, different people involved and different kind of music. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's my understanding that what they try to do is get local talent to just put on the concert. When I was asked, when they approached me with it, I was asked about a 45-minute to an hour concert. And basically any kind of music that I wanted to perform. And so it didn't have to just be Christian because you're in a church. It could
mm-hmm.
be pop or, whatever. I know that Sonny Link has done it in the past. I know that Ivan Delgado has done it in the past.
And I think there's some groups, as I recall, in the past, so lots of different folks have been involved. So, Patty, since you could do whatever kind of you wanted to do, let's talk a little bit about what your program is going to include.
Well, I'm actually having one of my very dearest friends, Tish Palmer, who actually was Tish Martin when she lived here in Atlantic, and she was youth director at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, and she is singing with me.
Oh, good.
So we've got about 10 songs lined up, and a few of them I'm doing by myself. A few of them we're duetting, or she's calling herself my backup. Tish will be singing one song solo. She also has a daughter, Emma, who will be singing a song with Tish and then a song for me that we're going to be dedicating to our mothers.
It sounds like to me you've had a really great time putting the program together, getting together with Tish, hearing her daughter, putting all this together. Sounds like it was enjoyment.
We've had a lot of good times. We've had a lot of fun with it.
Let's talk. Well, you haven't mentioned any of the titles. Let's mention a couple of the titles that you're going to be performing.
Because You Loved Me by mm-hmm. Celine Dion.
Mm-hmm.
The End of the Beginning, that's David Phelps, Christian singer.
Mm-hmm.
You Raise Me Up. One of them that Tish is doing is Waiting in the Rain. That is from a Christian artist as well.
Okay, so that gives us some idea of the kinds of music that you'll hear. And a variety there because you have a couple of different voices involved. And Tish is playing the piano for you?
No, Tish won't be playing the piano for me. We have a lot of CD accompaniment.
Ah.
But I'm also the type of singer that when I sing, it's not because I don't want people staring at me, but I prefer to sing with a video because I like to tell the story, but I want you to see the story. And so there's going to be a lot of video usage, too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of color and action
yeah.
and so on, along with your great voice behind it. Amy, let's talk about you and your voice and your experience. When did you really start performing? I'm guessing you started singing when you were really, really little, but when did you start doing it for other people?
It would probably have been shortly after I graduated from high school. I was asked to sing at my brother's wedding, and I just figured, that's just because it's family. And then a friend of mine asked me when she got married, Melanie asked me if I would sing at hers. And from there, it just kind of has taken off. I've sung at a number of weddings and funerals, and it is always an honor, an absolute honor to be asked to sing for somebody.
Sure. You know that people appreciate you and your voice, and I'm thinking the feeling that you put into it is really important to them, and they've seen that that's a very positive kind of thing, Amy.
Yeah.
So when you said you started that after you got out of high school, I'm guessing, though, you did join groups in the high school.
Oh yeah, in high school I was in choir, show choir, all of and as much music as I could get involved with. I just I just love music. Mm-hmm. My brother Kurt likes to joke about, boy, she's come a long way, because when I was probably somewhere between 10 and 12, I used to sing, and my microphone was the garden hose. And to this day, my brother Kurt, love you, remembers the day that I was singing, putting on my concert in the backyard, thinking, you know, I'm all alone in the world. And all of a sudden, I hear this gurgling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my mother and father, being the wonderful parents that they are, one of them had gone down to the basement and turned the garden hose on. So as I'm singing my note, all of a sudden this water comes spewing out of the garden hose. And
a little surprise there for you,
it
Amy.
It was a little bit of a surprise. Yeah.
Yes. I wonder, did anybody catch a picture of that?
No. I think everybody was laughing too hard, too.
Oh, but those are fun, fun memories.
Yeah.
So now you've mentioned a brother. Do you have other siblings?
Yes, I have. I actually have three brothers. The oldest are twins, Jeff and Greg. They're twins. And then Kurt. And everybody pretty much knows Kurt. He delivers pizza for the Pizza Hut here in town.
And you're the baby?
And I'm the baby and the only girl, so yes, spoiled, absolutely rotten.
I would think so, yes, yes. But if you can admit it, it's okay.
Okay.
Yes, I think that's true. So when you worked with your church, as I understand, and now you work with Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center, is that correct?
Correct, uh-huh.
And before that, you did work with the church?
Yes, I was youth director at St. Paul's Lutheran Church.
I'm guessing you include a little music even in that.
Oh, yeah. We'd sing with the kids. And one year, our God Squad kids, we were in the lighted Christmas parade downtown, and we were singing on the float. And yeah.
So music is a really important part of your life.
Oh, yeah. Very much so. And I think if you really listen to the words, especially Christian music, any music, though, that you can put into your life is, you know, God has always said, make a joyful noise to me. And it didn't matter if you were on key, off key, or what. But if everybody could just put a little bit of music in your life, I think the world would be a little bit better place.
Mm-hmm. And when you're singing together, again, it's everybody joining in. Yeah, you can all get that good feeling together.
Oh,
great,
yeah.
Great point, Amy.
Yeah.
So let's remind folks again of, I'm not sure we even had said the time, let's remind folks where and when they can be involved, come and hear the Patty Hannon concert.
It will be this Sunday, November 11th, 2 o'clock at United Church of Christ.
And is there a fee?
There is no fee. It is my understanding, if you want, there can be a fee, a free will donation.
Okay.
But this is free to the public.
All right. So, and everybody's invited.
Yes,
so.
And there will be refreshments served afterwards.
Okay. Time to visit with folks, it's always kind of fun to have some social time too, and maybe see some people you haven't seen for a while. Occasionally that happens, and so it's a great time for everybody.
Yeah.
Well, we want to thank you very much, Amy Martison, for visiting with us and inviting everyone to the Patty Hannon concert this Sunday, 2 o'clock, United Church of Christ.
Yeah, thank you, LaVon.
You're welcome. Till next time, here's a thought. When it's obvious that goals cannot be reached, don't adjust the goals, adjust the action steps.